Welcome everybody, shiur number 1268. In the writing, it's shiur number 4240. Okay, getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, we're getting back to Bezras Hashem, we're getting back to the halachas of what one could eat in the middle of a meal. When is a bracha required in the middle of a meal, right, and when not? So now, starting off with the bracha of Hu'adamah, we covered quite a bit of ground, but in reference to the bracha of Hu'adamah in general, if one is eating a fruit, right, which requires a Hu'adamah, most of the time fruit is Ho'etz, but many times you have fruit which is a Hu'adamah. You have, for example, cantaloupe, right, you have a melon. You could also have Hu'adamah snack type food, which is like popcorn, potato chips, that's all Hu'adamah. So then the bracha of Hu'adamah would have to be made, right? So it doesn't go by the bracha itself, like a person would say, well, only Ho'etz. I think I once saw somewhere, people are under the impression, only Ho'etz, right? But no, it could be any bracha. It could be Shahakal, it could be Ho'etz, it could be Hu'adamah. So if you're eating popcorn, potato chips, you make Hu'adamah. Cantaloupe, melon, you have to make Hu'adamah in the middle of a meal also. So the after bracha would be covered by the brachas hamazon. In other words, benching covers the after bracha, so there would not be any after bracha. Now, as far as vegetables goes, moving into vegetables, which are in general a Hu'adamah, as far as vegetables goes, there are various different kinds of examples in the vegetable area. Number one, you have the easiest type is cooked vegetables. Regular cooked vegetables are usually part of the main meal, and therefore no extra bracha is needed for cooked vegetables. Person has cooked vegetables, that's usually part of their meal. Either it's a side dish or it's part of the main dish or whatever the case might be. Cooked vegetables is what we call a staple food, which is part of the main meal. So no bracha will be made on regular cooked vegetables. Now, in reference to one who is eating a salad, now the person needs a salad. Many times the person has a regular vegetable salad, right? What we call a salad. So in general, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas brings down also that a salad made up of vegetables, right, that is usually also a main staple food. It's one of the courses. In general, we're going to say that that's one of the courses of the meal, and therefore the extra bracha on the salad of vegetables would not be needed, because the salad made up of vegetables is a regular one of the courses of the meal. So you're not going to say, well, it's not part of the meal. Person needs a salad, it's part of the meal. Person needs cooked vegetables, part of the meal. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So when it comes to a regular salad, regular vegetable salad, that's usually one of the courses of the meal, and therefore an extra bracha on the salad would not be needed. Okay, so those are the easier ones. Now, Bezras Hashem, we have to discuss the question, if one eats plain raw vegetables, what about that? I take a little tomato, right, in the middle of the meal. I'll take a piece of cucumber. Not in the salad, it's not a cooked vegetable, and it's not part of a salad. I just take it to munch on. What do I do then? So we'll talk about that a little bit separately, because there are some various different ways of looking at it, that it's a little bit of a machlokes, and we have to see how to work it. But one last thing I do want to mention when it comes to vegetables, if one takes, for example, a sour pickle, right? The person takes a sour pickle to enhance the main dish, right? Well, first of all, there's certain type of vegetables which we'll talk about that help open up the appetite, right? Get the digestion fluids, juices going, if you want to call it. There's certain vegetables, certain fruits that do that. So if one eats that type of a fruit, we'll see some examples, hopefully, Bezras Hashem. When it's that type of a fruit or that type of a vegetable, then a bracha is not made because it's really part of the meal, because it's getting the digestion juices going. Now, but another thing would be that if one eats, one last thing is if one eats a sour pickle, right? Many times people take a sour pickle or a regular pickle, even a regular pickle, and they eat it together, generally eating it together with the main dish. So then no bracha would be made. A regular pickle is usually eaten to enhance the main dish. The person has the pickle on the side of the main dish. So people in general not taking a pickle to eat just, you know, like to munch on or whatever the case is. It's usually part of the main dish. It's there to enhance the main dish. So in general, the sour pickle is there to enhance it's the main dish, and no extra bracha would be made on a sour pickle or a general pickle in or a pickle in general in that case. Okay, we're going to stop it. The halachas are brought down in the Sefer Yisrael Halachas, which we mentioned today, Sefer Yisrael Halachas and Simon Kuf Ayin Zayin, which is our Simon Ois Yud Gimel. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha kol tuv.